that we thank and praise God that we all made it here safely today. And I pray to God that your return and my return will be equally as safe.
Second one of those things gets sold to someone, you're officially a part of it.
So the beauty of like the idea that reality is created from beliefs that we hold. See, society thinks belief is something that is similar, it's like a working hypothesis. Like, I believe, you know, something you've learned from experience. Like, black people are dangerous to our heritage. That's a belief, because I've seen that in Detroit. Before I was told that, you know, people don't realize that. That's not really what belief is that I'm talking about.
Don't live in a rich acoustic world. I think we do, but I think one of the things that has happened is that historians and some other cultural commentators have been led astray by these Enlightenment assumptions about vision being this dominant sense of the modern world. So what they've stopped doing is paying any attention to hearing and think about all of these rich soundscapes of modernity by just saying, well, you know, vision really is this dominant sense, so we don't need to pay attention to the ear, the ears of modern people. So what I wanted to do was correct that. We really pay attention to the richness of modern people.
CBS News program 60 Minutes will not be presenting an interview.
What the hell are you doing? Well, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm editing.
No, not that. I'm talking about the Associated Press. They got the story that we pulled this interview and they talked to Mike and I. Did you tell them that we were lying?
No, I should have. I told them I disagreed with you, Mike, and Cluster that this segment is as good as the original. I'm not lying for you. I'm not going to shut up for you. Not on any of it.
Hey, I'm not going to fire you, okay? Take a vacation. Now.
Had a kind of mystical power to it. Many people associated it with these various spiritualist contraptions out there that might actually connect us with this immaterial realm of spirits. And there's even a hint of that still in our culture, say in a film like Contact, where the radio is what the scientist turns to hope to establish that kind of contact.
like Nicole Sawaya, being a second-generation American, of immigrant parents, that she had brought the staff together so well, and also with listeners. I've been a listener subscriber for more than 30 years now, and there, in a place like this, there's always, I'm more Berkeley than thou, and that sort of thing. But she really brought the staff and the listeners together. That she, I don't know how anyone can do that. It's a superhuman job, and she was managing to do it, but she was asking embarrassing questions, and, people at the Pacifica Foundation just don't want those kind of questions asked.
It's very difficult to know with any degree of accuracy is to what extent these things really do penetrate into the home, whether they're really successful in getting these Maoist paintings and engravings and so on the walls of peasant homes.
In that way, and it had a kind of analogy to what the spiritualists seemed to be able to do. Yeah, so there was some interest there. And Edison, while he made fun of people like Watson for those sorts of fascinations, nonetheless said that, yeah, he would like to find some sort of contraption that could connect this world to another world.
Feeling is obviously related to what you acknowledge to be emotion. It is not a feeling that can be compartmented, separated from mind or body, located in a portion of the brain or the anatomy, the chest, or whatever you say. Every part of the being, every aspect of the body-mind, psyche, thinking mind, emotion, body. Body. professional, social life, and so forth, is a limit on the feeling of being, is a dramatization of contraction. And therefore, to recover the feeling of being, or to be unobstructed in this feeling, you must not become more emotional, merely, you see. Develop this aspect of yourself, the entire body-mind, must submit to be, to feel that, and without obstruction.
Get together because there's a legal concept that has been getting some new attention recently.
Let me say to Brother King and Brother Sharpton, we thank you. We thank you.
We're bombarded with messages from the media, the radio, the television, and from newspapers that shape our perceptions of the world.
This relentless yet subtle conditioning can develop without you even knowing it.
And this is the one he loves best. The sound stages of Hollywood are far away from the applauding audience. The noted anthropologist, Dr. Hortense Powdermaker, has studied the effect of that primitive society called Hollywood, its effect on the actor, in her book, The Hollywood Dream Factory.
One of the things that struck me most when I was in Hollywood was that there, of all places, the actors were not regarded as people.
Are the peasants really listening avidly to the radio broadcasts that are being sent through these wired networks? And
full of long, dramatic, electronic music works. Sort of unlike what we just heard, but again, that sort of design is like the little interlude piece between sides, or discs, I guess. Sides are probably a thing in the past.
The story of how you that all came together is pretty interesting.
Right. The melodies were just lifted from a shortwave radio. I don't know where they came from. You know, don't know what they are. They're half distorted, so I think that makes it better. But the voices behind the radio melodies are actually
and we thank you. We thank you for bringing us back 37 years later to say to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we thank you for bringing us here the first time.
It's true, it's the biggest event in all of human history.
Watching television is a trance-like experience.
experience we call satisfaction. We long for this experience, and we don't realize that the longing for the experience of satisfaction is our homesickness for God.
Experiment on that. So there was a lot of interest in this in the 19th.
If two people have an agreement, kind of like a confidentiality agreement,
sure.
And one of them breaks
the idea that there might, you know, there might be angel voices in
sound. To do so by a third party.
Forget about the carpet, the curtains, and that you're sitting in a room, and you engage your experience directly.
WZBC. Be interrupting this broadcast until about I'm done, I think. Every Thursday, it's not like a bad habit or an addiction. Slippery slope, descending spiral. It's not like that. Just like nothing at all. Won't even notice it. Be gone soon. Won't hurt a bit. It's free. Barely notice it. If you play it backwards and analyze it, play it over and over several times, it'll lose its coherence. Won't even notice it. WZBC.org on the internet. I think the download speed has been increased. No, that's something else. Always something else. Of course, you can't really stay on the thing you're on. You have to keep moving in and out of it very quickly so you can home on it. Of course, science knows about that. You have to know some things around here. I mean, this is a two-legged, bipolar, monastic, dualistic, bring in time space, always popular, do a lot with those, terrain, memory, hope, dread, because everybody always thinks that getting rid of the negative will be the end of the novel. The end of the story. Or the interesting story, anyway. Well, that's what you would expect such a character to say if you were writing that book. You might expect that. Not really true at all. Like just about everything, everywhere, at all times, it's totally not true. I would say it's backwards, but you have to have some sort of resonant ancestry to have backwards. That's my favorite. You have to be right on the money for backwards. What we have today is just poor sheep gone astray, looking for payday. In emulating all of its desires, so it seems like a biosphere. Not hard to do in a polar monastic simulation. So you gotta come home regular around here, whether you know where you are or not. There's some boilerplate going on. There's rules in them that are hills. I don't want to sound negative or anything. I like to be positive. Change my mind. Rewind.
Strip it for a moment, at least, of the religious thing, just in a secular way. And I would argue this myself, that the sound...
FM, if you have a radio, don't throw those out. I think radio caught science with its pants down a little bit. And they haven't really been able to besmirch radio's handle. They've tried, though. Still ticking. Make a big comeback soon. On the other side of the reality divide. So another few weeks of bad stock market, high oil price, fear of things to be feared. And right after the election, it'll all smoke will clear. Never hear from Ralph Nader again. Middle East will chill out a bit. If I can do a little conjuring at home on the conjuring couch, go inside, get very, very active. Instead of this modern day life run round, which is extremely.
Operator, this is Major General Stanley. I want to put in a person-to-person emergency call to the Secretary of Spatial Affairs, Washington, D.C.
Modern American pansies. Even the normally active Japanese, because of the law of extremes changing to their opposite now, I've told you about that before. Even the Japanese, one of the most active species on the planet, have turned into washerwomen in the bad sense. Turned into secretaries, clerks, file clerks, message takers.
Understand this concept.
Very passive. So I'm going to see if I can get very active. Use my infinite bandwidth. take a road trip. Go beyond the light barrier. Get that gore in place. So I don't know. I've been under the gun for a long time, and guys like gore don't bother me. But I don't want to see armies of those automatons walking around. Those Republicans for 4 years. Building a new world here. I don't want to see those creatures doing the living dead routine. I mean it empathically, that would hurt me. I would be injured daily. Now, I'd get over it, make a plus out of it, but I'd just as soon not do that at all. I don't know if I can pull this off. Get the Democrats in there. Of course, there's nothing like building the left than having a Republican creatures on TV a lot. Always has helped before, but I don't need that anymore. I don't need to play that swing game, that pendulum, that polar bipedal kind of knee-jerk thing. I'm gonna get out of this section of the game board.
This is on the line. There are lives at stake. Hello, Experimental Station. General Stanley here. Now, let me talk to Colonel Arthmore. I don't care what he's doing. Get him on the phone. Colonel Arthmore, Stanley. What's the top acceleration of that new experimental job? That's right, the XV-19. Good. I want you to have it loaded, primed, and ready to go within 10 minutes.
Frame there or why, but could it have been an accident? No way, says former ABC producer Rhoda Lipton, now a broadcast journalism professor at Columbia University.
With each frame, you're creating something. And if we look specifically at the word bureaucrat, there's a font that's selected, it's laid out, it's used, it's inserted. If you look at the ad, you'll see that the word, obviously, rat, is enlarged.
The television screen, so that whatever happens on the screen seems really real. You know, you suspend belief in reality. If you don't take responsibility for what goes into your mind, somebody else will.
The third party can be sued for damages for interfering, hence tortious interference.
Shit out you. That's their motherfucking job.
the judge doesn't give a fuck about that. He's ready to habitualize you. Is that what you want? You want to look at 10 years? Tomorrow I'll get you out, I promise. But that means I gotta pick you up tonight. Reggie, there ain't no two ways about it. You're gonna spend the night in jail. But I already told you I'm gonna get you out tomorrow. Now, where are you? You're at your mother's, actually. Put your mother on. Miss Gilmore? Miss Gilmore, this is Max Cherry. This is Reggie's... That's right, his bail bondsman. Look, Reggie is in big trouble. I want to pick him up, and I want you to be responsible for him before I... Sit down. Yeah, I'd like you to make sure that he's there when I get there. And look, this is second chance for him. They don't get... That's correct. All right, so I'm counting on you to help me help your son. Thank you very much.
Aspects of our life.
The biggest puzzle of all, Dr. Greer, and all of you can jump in on this, it's been asked. I'm interested in your response. Why did they land here and not in Boston?
Well, first of
why
all...
Why?
Well, the fact
Roswell
of the matter is...
And
this
not
is,
Washington.
This is...
Understand this concept.
All of you can jump in on this. It's been asked. I'm interested in your response.
Wash your face.
Comb your hair.
Before you get dressed each morning, every day.
Scrub your hands.
Wash your face.
Comb your hair.
Before you come down to breakfast, every day.
Your hands are sure to shake hands with someone whose hands are sure to be clean. Your hair is where your face begins, and your face is the very first place to be seen.
Scrub your hands.
Wash your face.
Comb your hair.
Before you go out each morning, every day.
Yes, sir, and then, kids, something most important. Reach for that toothbrush. And, of course, when you pick
up the brush,
don't be in a rush.
Don't rush.
Slowly, carefully brush your teeth in front, in back, on top, beneath. You'll always have clean, healthy teeth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, then, kids, after a delicious breakfast.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
More in a certain way, a heavier freight of emotion, of character, of truth, of revelation,
shortly.
Than all that visual imagery on television. And it makes me wonder, sort of, how did visual culture... get supremacy. Steal.
Hello, this is.
You're still alive, baby. Do it for Van Gogh.
Please hang up and try again.
Nothing. Are you all right?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right.
I'll go then.
Don't. No. Oh, don't hold me. Hold me. I'm scared.
It's okay.
Don't. Do you like me? Do you like me?
Yes.
If to enlarge it, there are two ways that it could be done. One through an electronic process.
Rats and things in their hair, and the first thing that this doctor did was to make them take off their corsets and their petticoats, and he made them cut their hair.
Give me a call at 826-2976.
Interfering? That's what we do.
26-4817, and it's best to call after 4, but you do have an answering machine.
Right. That's what we do.
I think what we're trying to tell you is that it happens all the time. This is a news organization. People are always telling us things they shouldn't. We have to verify if it's true and in the public interest, and if it is, we air it.
And after we corroborate it, that's why we've never lost a lawsuit and run a classy show. Anything else?
And 60 minutes verification is exact and precise. And I don't think it would hurt to make sure you're right.
Towards sin and towards lying and deceit. And trying to undo disinformation may prove one of the greatest spiritual challenges of not only this decade, but possibly...
Saying to you today that 37 years later, we'll be back to say to America, we have won. That's our commitment in redoing the dream.
Is the little red book really read around the dinner table in the way that it used to be, in the Bible used to be read in Protestant homes and so on?
では11特集です。今日の11特集の舞台は北アイルランドです。イギリスの北アイルランドでは
Recorded from our neighborhood in NewtonNonantum to be specific, where they have these...
Oh, it's known as the lake.
Oh, yeah, mush. And, yeah, the lake, and they have lots of parades in the lake, and we just happen to live on the main venue, Adam Street, where all these parades go up and down all the time. In any case, during their Mary of St. Carmen festival, a lot of the Italian women in the neighborhood were going around blessing houses, singing Ave Maria. Houses singing Ave Maria.
Ruby 3 was written by Fulton with music by Clark.
Wonderful day.
A wonderful day for walking in the woods, for looking at trees and birds and selecting one path and then another without knowing where any path might lead. I think I'll relax under a tree. I can sit there for hours and forget time. I can enjoy a pleasant, mindless state of inactivity. You know, the weather is ideal for an outing, for sailing on a lake, or fishing in a stream, or rowing. There's a scent of flowers in the air. I think I'll relax under a tree. I can sit there for hours and forget about time. Maybe I'll go down to the beach where suntan men and women stretch out on the white sand and people wade in the water up to their chests and others play volleyball and a dog runs into the water to retrieve a soggy tennis ball. And there are seagulls and driftwood and charred logs from a fire someone built last night and dunes and a man with goggles and flippers wearing a snorkel walking into the water. Isn't it wonderful? And maybe I'll rent a boat and I'll go out into the water and I'll let the boat drift. I'll lie back on the seat and gaze up at the blue, cloudless sky. The business Jack works for in the Valley serves as a warehouse, assembly, and distribution center of promotional material for video companies. Jack's boss, Don, is a WASP, kind of short, balding, with a short man's complex. What he likes to do is to come right up in your face, his nose raised to yours, and stare you down with his cold, blue, pale eyes. Whenever something goes wrong, Don wants to know who did it. For example, if someone finds an order sitting on the loading dock that should have gone out 3 days ago by overnight express, Don will say, "Well, who was on the loading dock? Did you tell Vincent?" And Vincent will say, "But Pete told me." And Don will say, "Well, tell Pete to get his ass in gear." Or he'll scream, "Get that dummy Daniel off the line. Don't ever have him filling orders anymore. And don't let Ramirez put anything in the computer. I never want to see that jerk on the loading dock again." And Jack, I don't care if you have to spend half the day doing nothing. I want you doing the incoming and outgoing at that loading dock and no one else. He's about 35, unmarried, has a BMW, and lives in the marina. You walk out the door of his two-story house, and you're on the beach. He has a little patio and a barbecue. Steve is second in command behind Don. He came out to L.A. after he got a job in Washington working to promote the Billy Jack movies. And he became a B-movie executive out here for a while. Then he got his nose in the bag. He was making $2,000 a week and spending $3,000 on cocaine. Finally, it went too far. Before a big meeting with a lot of money on the line, Steve took a couple of Quaaludes to come down off the cocaine he'd been doing, fell forward on his face, and passed out. And the deal fell through. And his boss said, "That's it for you, bud. You're never going to work in this town again." And he was blackballed and unemployed. And finally he ran into his old friend Don, and he went to work for him for a lot less money than he'd been making before. Steve lives in Santa Monica, 3 blocks from the beach, and the light of day and the ocean breeze never penetrate his house. The blinds are always closed, the curtains drawn. His diet consists of pasta and dairy products. Chocolate milk is his favorite drink. He constantly smokes Marlboros. The ashtrays are heaping in the house. Don recently bought Steve a huge Mitsubishi color TV set with remote control, and Steve lies down on his sofa, 4 feet from the screen, with a coffee table between him and the TV, and there's always an ashtray on it, and an empty glass of chocolate milk with a spoon in it, and a bunch of cookie wrappers around that. And he stares at the screen until he falls asleep with the TV on. There are white kids from the valley who work up front. They're called the Breakfast Club. One is a bookkeeper. Two of them run the computers. Two are in quality control and watch TV monitors all day, checking the video cassettes. And one is a receptionist. And in the back, the Mexicans roll posters and pack and fold boxes, put labels and postage on envelopes, marking them for the different carriers, UPS or USPS, or one of the trucking companies. And there's something reminiscent of women washing clothes by the creek in the way they sit at tables and chat and gossip and do their work, because there is an addictive rhythm to their repeated motions. And they spend a lot of time laughing and joking. They're a family. They make $3.50 an hour. Jack is in charge of outgoing and incoming material, what he calls the ass and mouth end of the business. He supervises Andreas, a Mexican whom he calls Andreas, my slave, as he assembles boxes for shipping. Andreas is teaching him Spanish. They have begun with the names of animals. Crocodile is cocodrilo. And there's a woman in the office named Dorothy. She's almost 6 feet tall and slim. She wears strong perfume, and Jack can feel his head swim when she passes. Andreas has a crush on her, so Jack's been teaching him how to say, Dorothy, please remove your brassiere immediately. Antonio Ramos, the foreman, likes to mock Luis, the one homosexual on the line, and he does it in a very serious, very nasty way. Lots of the men tap Luis playfully on the rear, but Tony slaps and pinches him painfully so that Luis winces. Luis has a round face like a pumpkin, and he has a big, beautiful smile. He has a sweet nature, and he performs some of the womanly chores. He cleans the bathroom. He sets up the lunchroom. He puts the tortillas and the frijoles in the microwave. He had a boyfriend there once, a darkly handsome Spanish European-looking man who, one day, in a fit of jealous rage, took Luis out into the parking lot and beat him senseless. Luis had to go to the hospital. They took money out of his friend's check to pay for Luis's medical expenses. Now his friend is up in Bakersfield. Just a few weeks ago, Luis went up to visit him. And now the latest rumor is that Tony Ramos, the foreman, was seen with another Mexican worker, Manuel, necking in Tony's car after work last Thursday evening. Manuel and Tony both live in East L.A. They drive all the way out to the valley every day, and they eat lunch together. Manuel is very handsome. He has dark, smooth, perfect cafe au lait skin, long jet black hair dashingly cut, a Zapata mustache, and walks with his pelvis thrust forward. He's like a William Burroughs fantasy of an Indian Spanish boy. Over the weekend, Tony shaved off his mustache. He's clean-shaven now. His hair is short, and he wears only an undershirt. He's beginning to look fey. This week, everyone's been giggling and making jokes about El Joto Grande, the big queer. Maybe he knows everyone knows. Hector Ramirez is the only Chicano, L.A.-born person of Mexican descent there, so neither his English nor his Spanish are very good. He was recently demoted because of his chronic sloth and chronic failure to get the job done. But he's always got a line of bull, why he was late for work, why he screwed up, how it wasn't his fault. About 3 weeks ago, he was caught by Jack standing up on a bunch of cartons with his arm over the barbed wire fence and his hand in the cage where the most valuable items are stored. He was stealing cassettes. When he saw Jack watching him, he climbed down and begged him not to tell Don. He said he'd been reaching into the children's section of tapes, stealing an educational video for his son. Jack didn't believe him, but he didn't turn him in. And the following Monday, he came over to Jack and said, listen, I've been thinking about this all week.
I know you like
really get upset. Look, I was only doing it because I wanted my kid to have those tapes. And I really, I'm asking you, please don't say anything to Don or Steve about this. And Jack
said, I want you to have
it. Don't worry about it, Hector.
But before you go, please play some music for me.
I'm stealing a satin Warner Brothers monster. One of those covered items that come from the warehouse.
Time. I'll be leaving.
Checks every 2 months.
Far removed from perfection and must evolve constantly, just like yourselves.
Welcome, Master. No, this is my fate and mine alone. Promise me, you will never forget the Ninja Commandment.
Did she give you a name? What did you call her?
Yeah, she told me her name is Semyase.
Semyase?
Yeah.
Billy, what kind of feeling did you have sitting here under this tree with a woman who just landed in spacecraft?
Things were going through the minds of your people at that time. It seems that they would know that the army was driving them off of their land, and they were having to flee and leave their families behind.
No.
This is commonly said, and what I point out to people is that in 1952, in July, shortly after we detonated the first hydrogen bomb, or around that time, there were two weekends in a row where they flew in formation over the White House and the Pentagon. There were Air Force people who saw it, airline pilots, a very well-described
phenomenon. But they don't land there.
Well, but Larry, they do land all over the country, as Kevin said. There are 4,500 physical trace cases. These are cases in 65 countries where the...
Say I want this watch. Desire. I desire this watch. To the degree I want it, I feel I don't have it.
Let me just say to my president, Mr. Clinton, he's in Africa today, where it's safe. He's in Africa today, where humanity started, where civilization started.
Keep in mind, you must always be a good ninja. Understand?
Yes, Master.
Now, go practice.
Afraid about these things, I was afraid about the army only.
There basically was no editor. There was a certain point where it seemed as though underground comics could kind of get into the big time, and Crum always seemed reluctant to push that sort of thing.
They were offering him $100,000, just, you know, off the top of the bat there, just to start talking. Robert turned it down in 2 seconds. Actually, he turned it down. Aileen screamed in the background. What are you doing, Robert? We need money.
Forget it. I'm going on Saturday Night Live. The Rolling Stones want me to do an album cover. A couple other deals like that.
This is not something you see every day in America, where people are selling out as kind of everybody's ambition.
After about a year of recognition and all the bullshit of fame and all that, I just said, fuck it, and I just started drawing the dark part of myself again in the comics, which I'd always kind of kept hidden before.
Look at the day where humanity started, where civilization started.
Emergency. I'll say it's an emergency. I want you to move faster than you've ever moved before.
Memory involved with SM. That's a good one. Not quite so good. This is a ball. We'll see if he can take it. I don't know if he can or not. He has to help me a little bit. He has to loosen up those sphincter muscles. Bob? I don't know if he can or not. We'll see. Oh, I don't know. This may not go in. I have to cut the tape right here. I'm moving the table.
Would know that the army was driving them off of their land, and they were having to flee and leave their families behind.
Desire. Let us have the former rather than the latter. But you're going to have desire. It's a given. Now what happens? The watch is coming my way. I'm getting what I want. Desire is moving toward the state of mind we call satisfaction. And I want it, I want it, I want it, which is very painful. And all of a sudden, for a moment, it's laid in my hand. I have what I want.
Politicians, advertisers will all seek to implant their message in your mind, whether it's for your good or not.
But now something I want to say to you.
Whatever you may name it, you must admit there is something there bigger than your eyes, than your senses, than yourself, as you appear to us. Let me bring that to your attention on this ground, which proves itself. You don't need no proof, any other. But that, all you have to stop that swirling mind of yours, settle down for one moment. And tell me, or tell yourself, what happens to the food you put down into your stomach? Your mind doesn't know it, all the senses. Sure, they saw the carrot, it was a good-looking soda. It chewed it up. And the taste, smell, tasted the, some food, maybe.
Yes, they can.
Some different kind of spicing, liked it. It ate it. But it doesn't know what's going to happen to that when it gets down there in your body.
No, actually, they have patents only for specific application of direct sequence spread spectrum. Direct sequence spread spectrum has been in the books since the 40s. The technology didn't exist to implement.
Hedy Lamarr.
The theory has been around forever.
Hedy Lamarr.
And you can't patent
theory.
Who
just passed away last week or week before?
You can't patent theory that's been on the books since the 40s. But you can say, we want to patent using this for this application, and that's what Qualcomm has done. CDMA is used by GPS, among other things.
Oh, really?
I promise you, Qualcomm doesn't have rights to the GPS implementation of CDMA. I mean,
right.
They have it only for the for their application of the technology.
My eighth book started with the 12th planet 22 years ago, and it's still going strong. And it dealt with the issue of, are we alone? Are we alone in the universe? Are we alone in our solar system?
Them off of their land, and they were having to flee and leave their families behind.
No, they planned all that. The Indians did that in many battles. Retreated, you see, and left their children in safety. They wouldn't take them.
This retreat that you were left behind.
Yeah. What,
did the warriors feel that you, the women and children, would be safe, or that the soldiers would come and get them?
No, we knew the character of General Gibson and General Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We knew there were no glory seekers, and it was just, they had some good men with them.
WZBC. Having trouble with this Chief Red Fox, 101-year-old Sioux chief. Having trouble with this guy. I think he's supporting Bush. I think they gave him a free wigwam warmer or something. I'm going to work on him. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman.
WZBC in Newton, America, Massachusetts, by the bay, about 50 feet above sea level, in case of any unforeseen water activities. WZBC.org on the you know what. ZBCOnline.com. Click the webcam. It's not working though. But it'll give you some kind of digital thingamajig to do. And you know how much you like to thingamajig. Keep out of the loop. I don't want to break this to you. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or anything, but it's Chief Red Fox, man. Gary Geiserman speaking. This isn't my real voice. I'm using a microphone. And a few other obliquely compartmented machines.
And so with the portable DAT in hand, I was out there just recording sounds. But in any case, I took the choruses where they're singing Ave Maria and sort of laid three different choruses over top of one another just to thicken it all up. And I was pretty impressed because the discrepancy between the shortest chorus and the longest chorus was only about 100 milliseconds, which means that their time is impeccable.
So a few more weeks of virtual depression over the high protein diet people. Then the oil interests will back off. A few more weeks of artificial mayhem. Not that it makes any big deal. But, you know, a lot of things in this country have nothing to do with money. Not at all.
So, that's sort of how that piece came together. And you know, all the other pieces or sounds within there are lifted from shortwave.
552-4686. I don't know, it's a phone number. And I'm gonna go stick some pins in my eyes and dream about a polka dot world.
Admired, they were looked down upon as a kind of subhuman species.
Anything. Go right in the closet. Don't say anything, or we'll kill you. I mean it. Hello, baby.
Shut up! It's Daddy, you shithead. Where's my bourbon? Can't you fucking remember anything?
Somewhere there behind the forest. But I wasn't afraid about the disc.
Where do they come from, Mr. Meyer?
They shall be coming from the star picture of the Pleiades.
Show it to me.
Sound. Well, I think you're right about radio. Marshall McLuhan always said that radio was the hot medium because it really required listeners out there to fill in. I mean, it engaged their imagination in much more direct ways than television, which he always thought was the cooler medium. People could sit back and just distance themselves from it. Their imagination wasn't actually as engaged by the visual as it was by the auditory. So.
What kind of feeling did you have sitting here under this tree with a woman who just landed in a spacecraft?
I wasn't afraid about these things. I was afraid about the army only, because they have a station somewhere there behind the forest. But I wasn't afraid about the disc.
Where did they come from, Mr. Meyer?
Oh, that's super. Oh, wunderbar. Oh.
From your life's experience, if a young person came to you from another land, visited with you in your home here in Harlem, and said, Mr. Murray, tell me about the United States.
Morning of fun in school or at the playground, you ought to remember there's someone else who wants to have fun too. Ah, that's right, your pet puppy or kitten will really love you if you do this howdy doody do. Be kind to animals, that's good advice. Be kind to animals and treat them nice.
Have to consciously make the decision to take those letters in that sequence and enlarge them to that size.
meant it, contrary to what they might want you to think. The military funded a large amount of the research that brought about the theory behind CDMA.
So what do you think of this new ruling from the FCCA last week? Of
which one? The micro broadcasting? I think it's a fantastic idea.
Liability? What's the CBS News position, Eric?
There's a possibility it's rather remote.
But one we have to check on, Mike. I've retained outside counsel to do exactly that on a segment, I might add, that's already rife with problems.
What does that mean? Rife?
I'm told unusual promises were made to Wigand.
Not only that we would hold the story until it was safe.
And I'm told there are questions as to our star witness's veracity.
His veracity was good enough for the state of Mississippi.
Our standards have to be higher than anyone else's because we are the standard for everybody else.
Well, as a standard, I'll hang with, is this guy telling the truth?
Well, with tortious interference, I'm afraid the greater the truth, the greater the damage.
Clearly, you and your inspectors were leaving.
Truth, the greater the damage. The greater the truth. The damage.
What he had been doing, which was really quite sweet. And then he did this one that was just incredibly hostile to women, very sexually hostile, and I wasn't expecting it. And
I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
What would you tell him about the United States today?
Well, I would say the United States represents, that is, a social contract upon which the United States is predicated. It's about the best idea that has come up for the human proposition.
Doesn't come to me easily why that would be a good thing to do ever.
Unless they're there for security reasons.
They're there for security reasons. They're probably there all the time.
Right.
But that's White House property. I mean, you can't say just because you want to see it. In other words, in order for anything to ever, I believe, in order for anything to ever be subpoenaed or taken, it would have to correspond with dates that campaign that contributors, potential contributors, were on the calendar. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a good point. I think that...
Do you believe it's true, sort of psychologically?
I think there's a lot to that. I think one of the...
Now, this week we're going to be nice and calm. Because there's no fire, nothing's bad.
Well, if he doesn't call, that'll be... I think that'll be an interesting... It'll sort of say that what I said last week went in one ear and out the other.
Well, I think, you know, your idea about saying the sunglasses... might,
the ongoing theories in Western culture about sound is this deep connection between
to
music and the affection, the passion, the way in which sound moves us, our passions,
so
really engages us in the level of, you know, the passion of love, fear, anger, hope, those sorts of things. And I think that theory,
like
that long, deep-rooted theory, has a lot to commend it. It's also because of sound, music in particular, was so associated with the passion that people were anxious anxious to get a containment on sound and voices because there was a way in which sound could be manipulated, orders could become demagogues and manipulate the people and their unruly passions. So there was a way in which morality in the auditory, if you're going to have a reasonable, coolly disciplined culture of enlightenment, needed to be contained because it was seen quintessentially as a rational passion versus the cool, detached, spectatorial quality of the eye.
Now, when he called you from the road, was it always when she was not on the trip?
Correct.
Okay.
Things we can see, feel, hear, taste, and smell. If you look at all the notions we accept about who we are, you find that they're all based upon perceptual experiences. If you can see yourself as an isolated ego encapsulated in a package of skin and bone, this is because you can touch your skin, feel the hardness of your bones, and experience the thoughts and emotions that give your ego, your identity, its center of reference. Our bias tells us that we are a material body that has somehow learned to think. Dancing molecules in our brains create all the ideas and emotions that we identify with. But it is possible to have other experiences, equally valid, equally indisputable, that would tell us that we are much more than a body and ego, even more than body and mind. Instead of occupying a few cubic feet of space and a narrow sliver of time, we can shift our sense of self to an unbounded reality.
Sorry, I'm accepting an award from the Retinitis Pigmentosa Foundation. Gonna kill the rest of my day. So, you had a chance to play golf? Jeff's a premier golfer. What are you, two handicapped?
Seven.
And he gets out there and he has five strokes on us. He has more concentration than anybody I've ever met. It's spooky. How he can concentrate.
I'd rather play than talk about it. What did you want to see me about? I don't like being back here.
Well, Jeffrey says exactly what's on his mind. Most people consider what they're saying. Social skills. Jeffrey just charges right ahead. Now, I know you understood the nature of the confidentiality portion of your severance agreement with Brown and Williamson, Jeff.
Chapter and verse.
Yeah, I know you do. You know, I came up through sales. One of the reasons I was a great salesman was I never made a promise I couldn't keep. I knew that if I ever broke my promise, I'd suffer the consequence.
Is that a threat?
We worked together for, what was it, 3 years? Now, the work we did here is confidential, not for public scrutiny, any more than on one's family matters.
You're threatening my family now, too?
on or near the ground, and when they leave. If you mean, why don't they land and charge admission to climb on board?
No, why don't they land and talk to... Land here now.
What? You're presuming that they're here to get on your show or to talk to the president or whatever.
I presume anything. They're presuming, obviously, they want
to
make contact. Why do they land in deserted areas when there's populated areas?
But maybe they don't want to talk to Earthlings. Maybe we're not worth talking to. But
you're also
why speculate?
You're forcing us to speculate about what's in the alien mind. We don't know.
Really, I was really shocked and just taken aback and, you know, really just kind of like, whack. It's hard for me to believe that he can't just channel himself into doing better work.
It's a cliche that there are three kinds of people, men, women, and actors. And this was heard over and over again. And this was heard over and over again.
Not for fashion, but for health. He said you spend too much time on your hair. So he's put them out on a veranda and baked them from 10 to 12 every morning. And at the end of a year, he had 80% cure with no medicine, no anything.
Now, this must have had its influence upon your life.
Oh, enormously.
Your mother, enormous. I suppose, had you exercising at a very early age,
yes,
you know.
Yes, and I ran barefoot, which, believe it or not, the average farm child did not do, considering it socially beneath them to run barefoot. And I ran barefoot till I was 20.
Your father was an inventor.
Dad was a man way ahead of his time. I think I'd say, I'm not too sure, that Dad invented the first air balloon in New Jersey. I won't say in the world, but from New Jersey. And he and my stepbrother and three or four young boys in the neighborhood helped him to make this balloon. And I have a vague notion of us all gathering around at night and seeing the, what would you say, the alcohol in the fire or the flame that put the air, gas, or what have you, and this huge balloon, and it went up, and we're all the farmers and everybody standing around, and it went up and it sailed over two states.
Hostile, and I wasn't expecting it.
Avidly to the radio broadcasts that are being sent through these wired networks. Attempting to do at different periods in these campaigns. What is very difficult to know with any degree of accuracy is to what extent these things really do penetrate into the home, whether they're really successful in getting these Maoist paintings and engravings and so on the walls of peasant homes.
Hector Ramirez. And she smiles and likes to lord it over the Mexicans, watching them eagerly getting their money. Days after Nixon was elected, Jack was sent by his friends into San Francisco to purchase acid for everyone on the houseboat at Gate 6 in Sausalito. And he went down to Haight Street, and you could not walk down the street without hearing a constant hissing, people whispering, "Acid, speed, lids," as you walked by. It was like a drug bazaar. So he bought 7 hits of acid, started back, and then realized he hadn't bought acid for himself. So he went back to Haight Street, and from a different dealer, he bought his own dose of acid, swallowed it on the spot, and drove back to Sausalito. When he got back to the houseboat, he sat down in a wooden square-backed padded chair, which looked out a big window across San Francisco Bay. And while Jimi Hendrix played on the stereo, Jack experienced the most vivid sense of sound appearing as sight. He could see sound coming out of the speakers, see it against the wall, dancing in the air, electricity racing around the wooden frame of the window, which was vibrating. And he held the arms of his chair and looked down and could see the veins and bones in his hands. And Jack stared at the wood in the arm of the chair through his own flesh. And then he rose up through his own spine until he could look down at himself. And he thought, oh God, I'm dead. I've died. And he ran out of the houseboat, down the pier, through a light drizzle. And as Jack walked along the coast highway, he waited for his coincidence with his fatal doom, waited for a gunshot from a passing car. Jack leaves his house in Venice in the cool of the morning and drives west on the Santa Monica Freeway until he swings off and up the ramp that runs over to the northbound lanes of the San Diego Freeway. And from that vantage point, on top of that clover leaf, he, only 2 months ago, could see in the foreground the gleaming towers of Century City and down to the tall buildings in L.A. and the Hollywood Hills encrusted with houses. And on a clear day, he could even see the distant snow-capped mountains that form the eastern fence of the basin. But now, during the summer, he can barely make out the outline of the buildings in Century City, shrouded in a thick, poisonous blanket of smog. And he drives over to the top of the pass that goes to the valley, and he looks down into the valley. And 8 weeks ago, he could see from 30 to 40 miles across. And now he can't even see down to the Ventura Freeway, which is just below him. The air is so thick, you can't see anything beyond a few hundred yards. And that's where he has to spend his day, down there. And that's why he thinks of leaving.
You know, the weather is ideal for an outing, for sailing on a lake, or fishing in a stream, or rowing. There's a scent of flowers in the air. I think I'll relax under a tree. I can sit there for hours and forget about time.
And let me tell you the extreme form of police brutality.
Did you fucking look at me?
Confidential, not for public scrutiny.
Line, please. All right, Reggie, we're clear on this. You got it? Good. Do yourself a really big favor and be there when I get there. How can I help you?
Where can I put my ash?
Use that cup there if you like.
Oh, and I need me a bond for $10,000.
You all right out there?
Yeah. Have some coffee?
Go right ahead.
Who's that big Mandingo-looking nigga you got up there on that picture with you?
That's Winston. He works here.
Damn.
He's a big one, ain't he? Y'all tight?
Yeah.
But you was boss, though, right?
Yeah.
It was your idea to take that picture, too, wasn't it? All
right, you want a $10,000 bond? What have you got to put up for collateral?
Occurring.
No longer do you have to draw a straight line through your data to make science of it. But actually draw some fractal curve through it. And some fractal dimension. And do science. So the first application is in terms of a better description.
My journal entry for the next day spoke clearly. 23 February 1971. Are we indeed now in some way camped on the edge of another dimension? Yesterday afternoon, Dave discovered Stracharia cubensis in the damp pastures behind the house where we have hung our hammocks. He and I gathered 30 delicious psilocybin-saturated specimens in about half an hour. We all each ate approximately 7 and spent last night on an enormously rich and alive, yet gentle and elusive trip. In between strange lights in the pasture and discussion of our project, I am left with the sense that by penetrating the local psychedelic flora this way, we have taken a giant step toward deeper understanding. Multifaceted and benevolent, as complex as mescaline, as intense as LSD, the mushroom, as is said of peyote, teaches the right way to live. This particular mushroom species is unclaimed, so far as I know, by any Aboriginal people anywhere, and thus is neutral ground in the tryptamine dimension we are exploring. Through this unclaimed vegetable teacher, one can gain entry into the world of the elf chemist. The experience of the mushroom is subtle, but can reach out to the depth and breadth of a truly intense psychedelic experience. It is, however, extremely mercurial and difficult to catch at work. Dennis and I, through a staggered description of our visions, noticed a similarity of content that seemed to suggest a telepathic phenomenon, or some sort of simultaneous perception of the same invisible landscape. A tight headache accompanied the experience in its final stages, but this was quick to fade, and body strain and exhaustion often met with in unextracted vegetable drugs is not present.
Teachers would try to fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? And what'd they really teach you, huh? What did they really fucking teach you?
simple flattening alone is not enough. Cement and tar are added to form a hard, level surface.
Congratulations, Bob. It wasn't up to it.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot.
Bastard, that's so good, that should have been mine.
He's just a... The whole thing is just blown way out of proportion. It's just a three-song CD. It's a single. It's just... It's not a big deal.
Wind whipped his cloth dress like tossed salad. He stood there rubbing his hands together, so happy that the space alien, with the loud voice, had spoken to him.
The portion is just a three-song CD. It's a single. It's just, it's not a big deal.
It's just that you're making something. You, the critic, the professional appreciator, put something new into the world.
Yes, yes, oh, such sweet contact. He couldn't bethink how much of the sweetness he had taken. Too high. But such pretty pictures, and oh, such pretty words.
The second one of those things gets sold to someone, you're officially a part of it.
Are the peasants really listening avidly to the radio broadcast?
Walking in his armadillo boots to the bar, crazy armadillo wanted to fight him over his lost brother in the man's boots. Give me a beer, Chunk.
Threatening my family now, too.
Now, don't be paranoid, Jeff.
About the direction of research here, we may have had our differences of opinion.
Research? You declare as a badge of honor you don't even know what makes water boil.
Well, that's why we hire scientists.
You know what I'm saying? And what'd they really teach you, huh? What did they really fucking teach you? Always wanting you to do their work for them. I'd come into class, the teacher would try to embarrass me. She'd be like, hey, Dice, what's the difference between 2/8 and 3/8? I said, that's what I say, honey. What's the fucking difference? Now get over here and blow me, huh?
The question by saying, based on archaeological evidence and texts that were considered sacred in antiquity, and some of them, like the Bible, are still held sacred and divinely inspired to this day. And the answer was that yes, there is one more planet, not out there light years away from us, but in our own solar system, from which intelligent beings started to come and go between their planet and our planet about 450,000 years ago.
Really, I was really shocked and just taken aback and, you know, really just kind of like, whack. It's hard for me to believe that he can't just channel himself into doing better work.
Congratulations, Bob.
Now, the making of a good compilation tape is a very subtle art. Many do's and don'ts. First of all, you're using someone else's poetry to express how you feel. This is a delicate thing.
See, and I figured that morning she was getting her hair done because they were having that big... It was the big Olympic send-off, and then they left to go to the games.
Oh. Okay, so in other words,
Danny Roding at his beard.
I wonder when or why come to he stopped calling from the upper road
utterance
when she wasn't on the trip.
Jittered so much, a piece of virtue fell on his precious words. God damn it. Later, a certain mister found a worn robe on a stool and a bunch of pretty words intermixed and unreadable with beer chunk. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Poor old Moses.
Words, such pretty words.
Hopefully he'll remember some of this. I know I certainly will. One thing about Bob, you can never forget having someone like this in your life, that's for sure.
Can take anything they tell you to do. Anything I tell you to do, I'll do it just for you. Time my balls to a red hot poker. I'll do it. Don't tie it too tight, because my balls are kind of funny. If one ball sucks up that way, and the middle one sucks up my...
give him assignments, and he would have to do particular writing things for me, not for anybody else.
I was ordered to write that script. I didn't want to do it. I hated video.
The most famous one is every time that we had sex, not necessarily SM, but actual intercourse, I would tell him you'd have to write about it, and that was for a year. That journal was kept.
After 3 hours of writing, I asked for and received permission to come back to bed where we slept and lick each other's assholes. And I get spanked and bleed a little, and we fuck. Oh, boy,
every time Bob would get into some kind of a position, I would have him in the closet or on the bed or whatever, I'd run for my camera and start photographing it. And again, that was just my urge to document all this, what was going on. And he had told me a fantasy he had of being hit with a lot of different implements and photographing that. So we set up this whole elaborate set up with camera and a bulb release, and we had a backdrop, and I had him in bondage, and sometimes I had the bulb in one hand and a whip in the other. Sometimes Bob had the bulb, and each time he got hit, that's when we snapped it.
And those farmers suspect that rain is the outlook. We watch and wait to see what her first move is. So much love, so little for her. 6:40 a.m. Animals left to lie in their own feces just in over the wire. She is listening to the news now and is looking sorry. Let us go and visit her head to get an on-scene report.
I feel so sorry for the beaten animals. All they knows is angers, and they have no outlet. So I wants to climb in the kennel and lay down, letting them rip, gash my skin till it is tatters. But I knows they wouldn't make meals of me, though. See, the bloods reminds them of lickings their own wounds.
7:10 a.m. She is in her car. She is remembering her night before. It was early. She can't remember past 10 p.m., assuming the girl went to sleep.
Dr. Kevorkian, over the wire, over the death of the elderly woman with Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hello.
Fucking look at me. Fucking look at me.
Look. Daddy's coming home. Daddy's coming home.
Mom?
Did you fucking look at me? Daddy's coming home.
Yeah, I think that's part of the associations of the senses.
It's a simple point, but everybody's experienced it. So the creaking door on the radio mystery is an awful lot more scary than seeing the creaking door on telly, no?
Right. No, I think so. I mean, Edgar Allan Poe talked about the startled ear of night. I mean, that there was this incredible fear that the sudden sound in the darkness could create. And he he's right about that. And then the religious resonances of that are that people also say in sleep, they're suddenly awakened out of sleep by a loud or a sound or an unpredictable sound suddenly built.
I'm on the same side of the door as you are.
Our difference in
research. You declare as a badge of honor, you don't even know what makes water boil.
Well, that's why we hire scientists.
Okay. I don't believe you can maintain corporate integrity without confidentiality agreements. I was paid well for my work. The health and welfare benefits are good. The severance package is fair. I have no intention of violating my confidentiality agreement and disclosing that which I said I wouldn't.
Well, I appreciate all that, Jeff. But upon reflection, we've decided to expand our zone of comfort with you. So we've drafted a supplement to your agreement.
There might be some sense in your knocking if we had the door between us. For instance, if you were inside, you might knock, and I could let you out, you know.
He was looking up into the sky all the time he was speaking, and this, Alice thought, decidedly uncivil.
Then how am I to get in?
I shall sit here till tomorrow.
At this moment, the door of the house opened, and a large plate came skimming out straight at the footman's head. It just grazed his nose and broke to pieces against one of the trees behind him.
One line, rocket out on the launching pad and ready within 10 minutes. Now that's an order. And keep this under your hat. If the word of this leaks out or if that ship isn't ready to go on time, I'll see to it that you never wear those birds on your shoulder again.
Tomorrow or next day, maybe. The footman continued in the same tone, exactly as if nothing had happened.
Suicide Road. It goes on in her head, and the next thing you know, she has spilt her coffee and cream all over the car.
How am I to get in?
Are you to get in at all? That's the first question, you know. I shall sit here on and off for days and days.
What am I to do?
Anything you like.
Fucking difference. Now get over here and blow me, huh?
The door led right into a large kitchen, which was full of smoke from one end to the other. The Duchess was sitting on a three-legged stool in the middle, nursing a baby. The cook was leaning over the fire, stirring a large cauldron which seemed to be full of soup.
There's certainly too much pepper in that soup.
Relinquish your waste matter.
And she is grabbing wildly at the cup. A weird dream comes back to her. Smell? She can't remember. Like vacuuming over that piece of lint 20, 30 times and never bending down to pick it up.
The only two creatures in the kitchen that did not sneeze were the cook and a large cat, which was lying on the hearth and grinning from ear to ear.
Ready to go for it. And you start the journey. And he gazes at a woman. And you...
Please?
Mankind!
Can you tell me why your cat grinned like that?
It's a Cheshire cat.
Well, I didn't really look at her rump. She feels it. She questions you. You deny it. Her soul knows you deny it. The intellect speaks. Oh, good. Another lifetime. Oh, you deny that you wanted to, but yes, you did. But you didn't mean it. Another life.
Another moment that it was addressed to the baby and not to her.
But that is real life, not a dream sequence. I think our friend has a problem telling the two apart.
In fact, I didn't know that cats could grin.
They all can, and most of them do.
I don't know of any that do.
You don't know much, and that's a fact.
Yes, my beloved, I am stupid. I am lecherous. I am decadent, and by your allowance, without judgment, it goes away. You cease being that performance. You rise above it. One denial is magnified the next time.
Would be as well to introduce.
That's the job in the days of superconsciousness.
The cook took the cauldron of soup off the fire and at once set to work throwing everything within her reach
and sent through these wired networks and so on. Is the little red book really read around the dinner table in the way that it used to be, the Bible used to be read in the Protestant homes and so on?
The baby was howling so much already that it was quite impossible to say whether the blows hurt it or not.
7:40 a.m. She has arrived at the office wet and disheveled with her co-workers looking at her wondering what crazy thing she did the night before.
It would not be an advantage. Just think what work it would make with the day and night. You see, the Earth takes 24 hours to turn round on its axis.
Talking of axes, top off her head. Alice glanced rather anxiously at the cook to see if she meant to take the hint. But the cook was busily stirring the soup and seemed not...
Who is this?
We met on the airplane. We had the same suitcase. The clever guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
I called a second ago. There was no answer. I'm at a payphone.
Yeah, star 690. I never pick up my phone. So what's up?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
You know, man, it could be worse. A woman could cut off your penis while you're sleeping and toss it out the window of a moving car.
There's always that. I don't know, it's just when you buy furniture, you tell yourself, that's it, that's the last sofa I'm going to need. Whatever else happens, I've got that sofa problem handled. I had it all. I had a stereo that was very decent, a wardrobe that was getting very respectable. I was close to being complete.
Shit, man, now it's all gone.
All gone. Hold on.
Do you know what a duvet is?
Comfort.
It's a blanket. Just a blanket. Now, why do guys like you and I know what a duvet is? Is this essential to our survival in the hunter-gatherer sense of the word? No. What are we then?
We're consumers.
Right. We are consumers. We are byproducts of a lifestyle obsession. Murder, crime, poverty, these things don't concern me. What concerns me are celebrity magazines, television with 500 channels, some guy's name on my underwear, Rogaine, Viagra, Olestra.
Martha Stewart.
Fuck Martha Stewart. Martha's polishing the brass on the Titanic. It's all going down, man. So fuck off with your sofa units and string green stripe patterns. I say never be complete. I say stop being perfect.
I say, look, let's evolve. Let the chips fall where they may. That's me. And I could be wrong. Maybe it's a terrible tragedy.
It's just stuff. Tragedy.
Well, you did lose a lot of versatile solutions for modern living.
Fuck, you're right. No, no, it's me. My insurance is probably going to cover it.
Only she was thinking if she had her coffee, they wouldn't be this insensitive. Then the sour smell on her fingers from the cream and the coffee wafts to their noses and they look again at each other. Only she is thinking if she had not spilled her coffee, they wouldn't be this insensitive about it. I knows I am completely socially, societally unfunctional, but I haves my friends, so fucks off. Her co-workers are always concerned when she has these outbursts. Where do they come from? Later, when they discuss this after she has left the room, they say the only thing that they noticed at all was her disheveled hair, and what can they do to make her feel more comfortable? It was so hard to invite her to their houses, for she seems to play a little too much with the animals.
Work, and certainly I don't miss the satirical aspect of it. But then I find myself having a completely different reaction, you know, perhaps one of being really turned off and disgusted. And, you know, this cartoon Joe Blow is one that I thought about a lot in that light. On the one hand, it's a satire of a 1950s, the healthy facade of the American family, and it kind of exposes the sickness under the surface.
There's a way in which they connect it to religious mystery so readily. I mean, that it is this kind of fearful, startled quality of that. Yeah, no, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, this is Joan of Arc's testimony, too, that she heard the voice of God coming right after the bells, did she not?
8:10 a.m. Ooh, the president is coming over the TV with a live address on the issues of homelessness. 8:40 a.m. Let's go look in at our friend. She is a computer genius. Her fingers are very fast. She often looks at the pads to see if they are pulsing from her lightning speed. We interrupt this description to tell you a man 51 killed a man 81 while fighting over a cart of day-old bread. The killer wanted it for the mission and the victim for the senior center. We wonder how much she listens to our twice-hourly news reports. Does she learn? She's still looking at her pads. Ooh, and when she stares in the mirror for too long, or at her pads,
she remembers stuff. But at the same time, you sense that Crumb is getting off on it himself in some other way, and on another level, it's an orgy. It's a self-indulgent orgy.
As you mentioned, their purpose for coming here was selfish. They needed gold, which is still the only perhaps retainer of value compared to the paper currencies that are current.
Zachariah, let me ask you this. Why did they need gold? I've always wondered about that. I understand why we consider gold to be valuable, but of what value was it to them?
Well,
of what value was it to them?
Well, not for coins and not for currency and not for jewelry.
What brought all this on?
I don't know. I'm just sick of thinking about it all the time.
About what?
This stuff. Love and settling down and marriage, you know. I want to think about something else.
I changed my mind. That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard. I do. I will.
Just shut up, please. I'm just trying to explain, okay? That other girl or other women, whatever. I mean, I was thinking that they're just fantasies. You know? And they always seem really great because there's never any problems. And if there are, they're cute problems like you know, we bought each other the same Christmas present, or she wants to go see a movie that I've already seen, you know, and then I come home, and you and I have real problems, and you don't even want to see the movie I want to see, period, and there's no lingerie, and...
I have lingerie.
Yes, you do. You have great lingerie, but you also have the cotton underwear that's been washed 1,000 times, and it's hanging on the thing, and they have it, too. It's just I don't have to see it because it's not in the fantasy. Do you understand? I'm tired of the fantasy because it doesn't really exist. And there are never really any surprises, and it never really...
Delivers?
Delivers. Right. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of everything else, for that matter. But I don't ever seem to get tired of you. So...
I think I know what you mean. But were you really expecting me to say yes?
I don't know. I didn't think about it, really. I thought asking was the important part.
Well, you've asked. Thank you.
Of mathematics available to all scientists. Available to all scientists. In terms of a better description. So the first application is in terms of a better description of the physical observable world. There's a new branch of mathematics available to all scientists.
I beat him when he sneezes.
Words that begin with dis and pictures. 9:10 a.m. Dysfunction. Disabled. Disowned. Disorder. Disease. Discard. Distraught.
Right, that's right. And I think bells obviously had just a much more powerful place in medieval culture and early modern culture than they do in our culture. In fact, many of the Enlightenment philosophers and scientists actually wrote attacks on bells. For one thing, bells were thought to have a somewhat magical power, that they could have a protective power. But also, because they just seemed so clamorous, they seemed almost a public health problem for
the making of a great compilation tape. Like breaking up is hard to do, and takes ages longer than it might seem. You gotta kick it off with a killer to grab attention. Then you gotta take it up a notch. But you don't want to blow your wad, so then you gotta cool it off a notch. There are a lot of rules. Anyway, I've started to make a tape in my head for Laura. Full of stuff she'd like. Full of stuff that'd make her happy. For the first time, I can sort of see how that's done.
And then use them by themselves in a frame.
Very well said.
Could it have been a kind of video glitch?
They're saying, oh, it was just a flash frame. For something to be a flash frame...
A flash frame means...
denial of one breath. It will be magnified the next.
How do you know that you're mad?
To begin with, a dog's not mad.
In a fantasy, and the fantasy, you know, specifically this story is a story about a father who commands his daughter to give him a blowjob.
What would you like to play next?
Let's see. I guess we could continue with the double CD. However, the next piece there is about a 10-minute fade-up. It sort of starts with nothing, so that one might not be appropriate, at least for immediate listening satisfaction.
That I know about, or that I read about anywhere, and that's from thousands of years of literature.
The jury instruction says, evidence of other offenses are introduced for a very limited portion in this case. And the bottom line is, the positive things in this man's life.
So we've drafted a supplement to your agreement. It probably defines and expands in more detail what is confidential.
I see images, the peoples who aren't typing, but putting their pads up as if to show me their pads, more like in dismay of me. Is it a dream? She is noticing her co-worker coming over. Hello? Hello, ugh. Always smiling. They should show more controls, but perhaps that they still breathe and haven't done themselves in is the ultimate control. Lack of the suicide road.
9:40 a.m. Coming up in the news. Health plans, gangs, and a body found in our little community. It doesn't happen here at Eyewitness in Your Head, controlling your perspective news. We all volunteer, pay our parking tickets. The body found is a white female Wyoming immigrant to our state. It is reported the hair was ripped right out of the skull and a World War II dog tag was punched in her mouth. All mutilation was done only to head and hands. Not to mention they were lying in their own shit. She hears the news and wonders how they could say that. They were lying in their own shit. How disgusting.
Good reform. Let's quiet down these bells and make it a quieter place. Them took a cacophony rather than something that was mellifluous and beautiful sounding. So I think, yeah, I think that that trigger for a Joan of Arc is not uncommon right into the 19th century, where I came up with some of these pietistic, enthusiastic Christians who still use the bell as a cue about God's voice in the world.
Forget about Jerry Corey versus Muhammad Ali. My father versus my brother. It was over 15 seconds into the first round. My brother's on the floor, and my dad's going, "How'd you like an arrow shot into your fucking head?" I was like, "All right, that's justice, Dad. Yeah. An eye for an eye, an arrow for an arrow. Yeah." I would hope you're applauding the justice on my brother's end and not the arrow in my head. Thank you. Yeah, my dad was just a tough guy, you know? Is this the way he's brought up? Just did not know pain. I went back to visit my dad when I was 27 years old. Now I'm a grown-up guy with my own place. I go back to visit him. They're still living in the same house. He's putting up new paneling over the old paneling. You got to keep up to date, son. That's the thing, you know. And he's using a pump-action nail gun, which were new at that time. You know, I'm talking, it's like a gun, but it shoots nails. And he's talking to me, and he misfires. Shoots a nail right in the middle of his own hand. Ding-da! And I'm looking at him like, "Oh, my God, this is how he takes it." He goes, "Oh, excuse me, son. Ding-da!" And takes it out with his teeth. Jesus Christ.
Is the positive things in this man's life. The good days far outweigh the bad days, and in your life, in all of our lives.
So what shall it be? Do you join the unity, or do you die here?
Now get over here and blow me, huh? Horses, doodles, bingo, next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, "Jed, move away from here. California, that's where you want to be." So they loaded up that hunk of shit they call a truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars, dykes, faggots, pimps, hookers, mass murderers, drug addicts. Great place to bring up a family, huh?
Read any woman's magazine, you'll find the same complaint over and over again. Men are not interested in foreplay, and they're hopeless in bed. They're selfish, greedy, clumsy, and unsophisticated. These complaints, I can't help feeling, are kind of ironic, because back then all we wanted was foreplay and girls weren't interested. We were told not even to think about it. Foreplay changes from something boys want to do and girls don't to something women want and men can't be bothered with. The perfect couple, if you ask me, is the Cosmo woman and the 14-year-old boy.
ten a.m. Transgression. Erase. Hit. Finish off. Slay. The murders is the seconds in a month of same nature. Slaughter. Trigger. Waste. Waste. I wonder if shits is an indication of death. Like when you shit, does that mean at any moment it will be your last one? Why does they shits when they are murders? Bowel movements. 10:40 a.m. A gay couple has been involved in legal issues over adoption. Are they fit parents? These are issues that people in the community go over. Exactly where is the dysfunction? And is it in the home or...
Ach, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Nice to meet you.
Muchas gracias.
Say hola to Buenos Aires for me. Say hello to Buenos Aires for me.
Say hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. When you get to Buenos Aires.
Ah, yes?
Yes. Sí.
Thank you. Que lo vamos a ver cuando vaya a Buenos Aires. Sí.
day was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God divided the light from the darkness.
But upon reflection, we've decided to expand our zone of comfort with you.
And God divided the light.
So we've drafted a supplement to your agreement. It broadly defines and expands in more detail what is confidential. Nobody will be able to say, well, hell's bells, Margaret. I didn't know that was a secret. We're very serious about protecting our interests. We'd like you to sign it.
Produced by the media. The murder victim is none other than Margot, our churchgoer and friend of our little office worker.
WZBC. If you don't move too fast, don't engage too many extraneous outside moving things, you might be okay. The sound of my voice is a homing resonance, and I will bring you home. Adam Newton. Newton, Massachusetts. That's backwards Latin for where it all began. And where it all began can be a place where it can all end, or it can be a place where it can continue, but certainly a place where it's coming from. Wherever that place may be for you, and all the subjective confusion of the goings and comings going on around here, so remain calm. Stay in your seats. Take your hand off that thing. Hands off. Don't touch anything. Put that down. Touch not.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me $50 and they're all yours.
Yeah, right. These are worth at least...
I know what they're worth. Give me 50 and get them out of here.
But you must have...
I must have nothing. They're my husband's.
FM. Continuously looping. Never exact. Don't even think about it. Don't
And you're not getting along with him too well at the moment, huh?
My husband is in Jamaica with a 19-year-old, a friend of my daughter's, and he had the fucking nerve to call me and ask me to sell his singles collection and send him a check for whatever I got, minus a 10% commission. Uh-huh. Which reminds me, would you be sure to give me a vibe, because I want to frame it.
Put it on the wall.
Can I pay you for those properly? I mean, you don't even have to tell him how much you got. Send him $45 and blow the rest. Give it to charity or something.
That's not part of the deal. I want to be poisonous, but fair.
I couldn't do that to another collector.
Suit yourself. There are plenty of others who will.
Look, let's compromise. What about $1,500? They're worth at least 10 times that.
$60.
$1,300.
$75.
$1,100. That's my lowest offer.
And I won't take a penny over 90.
What's going on here? You're supposed to charge. You're supposed to have full extension. You're supposed to follow the market. Get as much as you can. Full extension. Don't hold back. Or the slippery slope for you, my friend.
More than that, and he could afford to come back, and that's the last thing I want.
I'm sorry, but I think you're going to have to talk to somebody else.
Fine.
Can I just buy that one Otis Redding off of you, please?
10 cents.
Let me give you $10. It's worth 20 times that.
Okay, because you've got principles and because you took the trouble to come up here, but that's it. And don't think that you're going to buy these one by one.
Buy low, sell high.
Did you see the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen, in there?
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's free.
Something's gone terribly wrong. It's been worked out for a long time. Even though time's an illusion, the past never happened. It's just an idea. Something has gone terribly wrong. There was supposed to be a way out of here. Portal and then re-entry to something I can recognize. And it certainly is pleasurable. I'm terribly wrong.
Because this is the evidence, the answer that comes to us from primarily the Sumerian writings. They apparently were losing atmosphere on their planet, which depended on its internal heat and on its own atmosphere, and if they would have lost it, they couldn't survive. And they tried to create a shield of gold particles to protect their atmosphere and their planet and to be able to survive. And they, at the beginning, they thought they'll get gold here the easy way from the waters of the Persian Gulf, but when it didn't work, they went to Southeast Africa, started mining, and there's evidence of mining 80 and 100,000 years ago.
Everything has just happened. The universe was created right now. And again. Okay, enough.
Hey, come on, you're making me feel weird.
Just a frequency. Even a Kenneth frequency. Or maybe Jim Lehrer today. One of the Academy Award winners of journalistic media. The Jim Lehrer Academy Award winner. And you know what happens when a lot of people tell you how valuable you are to yourself. Capitalism only goes up. Even when pausing, only goes up.
She is shocked when it comes out. She was one of her only friends. Who on earth could butcher, massacre, maim, be eager for bloodshed for my friend Margot? Oh, Margot.
Don't you fucking look at me! Don't you fucking look at me!
He got a postcard saying, "Mr. Dennis, no sainthood for my father. Dennis, your balloon landed in our field last night."
You speak of your father as a lovable person.
Oh, very.
The kind of a person that you say dogs and children like.
Yes, indeed.
No fathers. No mothers or sibling rivalry. Only the creation of the universe right now. That's over. Thank God. Now it's just now. And I want you to remain seated at all times.
Going to use cash. Do you have it with you?
Got it right here in my raptor bag.
If you have cash, what do you need me for?
Come on, man, you know how they do. Black man show up with 10,000 cash, first thing they want to know is where I got it. Then they gonna want to keep a big chunk of it, start talking that court call shit. Fuck that noise, Jack. I go through you.
With the hair lips and mongoloid eyes and baby face who got all the church men. 11:10 a.m. Looking in on our surveillance person, she is in the bathroom at work. The whole homicide shook her up. She stares in the mirror. She is popping her acne to get rid of the mess, to gain control over her looks, to gain control over her life. While in our reality, we know, and researchers know, she is just adding scar tissue.
It's fascinating. I mean, you're suggesting a kind of power struggle between the eye and the ear, or between the kinds of messages that can be received, and part of the whole Enlightenment drive, your book argues, was to overcome the kinds of forces that came to people through their ears. That's right.
I think that they, what they were trying to do there is they were really fearful of hearsay in particular. They thought that religious superstitions and religious beliefs especially spread by word of mouth. And they thought the print culture, the kind of disciplined word of text, would be a better medium for the increase of knowledge in the world. So they also, though, wanted to credit their own testimony, their own forms of speech when they're talking one with another, these gentlemanly scientists. And so they wanted to contain the hearsay of the people, and so they spend a lot of time discrediting hearsay, not only in religious circles, but also, of course, in legal circles, where they're saying, you know, it's better to have one eyewitness than 10 auditory witnesses or something like that.
Is a transdimensional doorway which sly fairies have left slightly ajar for anyone to enter into who can find the key and who wishes to use this power, the power of vision, to explore this peculiar and naturally occurring psychoactive complex.
She looks up and goes into her own eyes, pooled reflection coming back so close to the mirror, so deep to her own eyes. Yellow belly, red blooded, blue lip, green with envy, white liar. Peoples, hazy, laughing, lying, telling me cock and bull story of trust and friendships. Red blooded, yellow belly, blue lipped, green with envy, white liar. I'm in outrages of all colors. 11:40 a.m.
Surface is then rearranged into new patterns as machines first dig up, then level the coral soil. But simple flattening alone is not enough. Cement and tar are added to form a hard, level surface. Islands of our atoll now begin to assume the character of gigantic tabletops, bowing to the engineer's exacting transit. But there is more to come. Underwater obstacles are blasted. A causeway is built to link two islands. And mushrooming across the face of the atoll, a tent city for living quarters, Quonset huts for supplies. So the islands take the shape, the form of their planners. A native of this sun-baked area of the world would be amazed and bewildered at these strange doings. To an American, most of these things would seem routine. But there are some things not even he could explain. For what purpose these low cubes constructed of reinforced concrete? Concrete oddly mixed with nuts and bolts. Why this tower in the middle of the lagoon? For what reason this underground cable? But most of all, why this steel giant dominant on the landscape? Why this steel giant dominant on the landscape? It is clear that this is not an ordinary island. This is not just another supply base, not just another landing strip.
That's millions of Americans calm down. That's millions of Americans calm down.
Talking about a body memory, a memory that's embedded in the body.
So, I'd like it if you'd stay the night.
Why is failure the first thing I think about? Sometimes I wish I were my old man. He never had to worry about making Mom's hot all-time top 100 because he was first and last on the list.
Pops, did you ever have to worry about the female orgasm? Do you in fact even know what a female orgasm is? I mean, do you envy me and my sex life? Or does it all seem like just hard work to you?
Listen, son, the good fuck wasn't even invented when I was your age. First time I saw a woman naked, I was already married to her. Stop whining about it. Just get on with it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Pop.
We are closing distance with the most profound event a planetary ecology can encounter, the emergence of life from from the dark chrysalis of matter. Such were my impressions after only one exposure to the realm of vision over which the mushroom holds sway. The reference to strange lights in the pasture should be explained, since perhaps it has some bearing on some of what followed. After we had eaten the mushroom and an hour had passed and everyone had become comfortable with the pleasant plateau of hypnagogic imagery, someone initiated a discussion. It was Dave or Dennis. Dennis, I believe. He said that we were now loaded in the home territory of the secret, and so should not remain in the confined space of our dwelling, but move out into the foggy night, the warm enfolding fog over the pasture. Discussion. Not all should go. A delegation. Who should it be? Dennis nominated Dave and myself, calling Dave the least skeptical, me the most. Vanessa objected to me as most skeptical, suggesting instead that Dave and Dennis should go. I heartily agreed, not actually wishing to visit the dark and dewy pasture myself, and having no faith, so skeptical was I, in the transcendental potential of the errand. Off they went, first loudly proclaiming the total enveloping power of the ground fog, and then, in a theatrically absurd short time, and from off stage, they hollered out that they saw a hovering diffuse light in the pasture nearby.
In the United States, under these conditions, under these events, you reacted in this way. You had these fears, you had these strengths, you had these ideas, and so you've come to this place in American society, which I happen to think is a very good place to be in American society today. And how did you get there? And you can't say, Miss X, born of middle-class parents in New York, is certainly, who the hell cares about Miss X?
We're scientists, we're professional, full-time revolutionaries, and we got this way for very specific reasons, political reasons. We study a lot, we think all the time about certain kinds of things.
Crack, crack, up. Oh, Fox, I broke some ears. My nose hurts, and I must stop pickings. I'm hungry.
They were well mated in the sense that my mother was tall, scholarly, and austere. She had but one love in her life, which was her family, her husband, and us two children. My brother came some years afterwards.
You must. I didn't mean it.
It's 12:10 p.m. Here we are at the scene of the crime, talking to an officer about the incident. There's yellow tape around the yard and people going in and out of the house.
Perhaps you've had some...
What I gather mainly is just partly from observation, you know, because you can walk down the street and see, but partly from the stories the Chinese are writing in the press, in which they ask people to emulate these extraordinary examples where this desirable conduct of studying the Little Red Book in unison and examining each the faults and how we have each behaved this day, and how they say, well, these are good examples, and if they're good examples, there must be an awful lot of people who aren't meeting that standard.
And of art, and of music, and whatnot. There's nothing that deals with, there's no social contract that's basis for a nation that is predicated on a more sophisticated, more comprehensive, and more humane, is it to double up on the word, proposition than exists in the United States. So that it's an idea, but it has to do with human beings. And human beings can be magnificent, they can be noble, and they can be awful. and you have them all in the United States, you always have a problem. You know what I mean? Because...
It broadly defines and expands in more detail what is confidential. Nobody would be able to say, well, hell's bells, Margaret. I didn't know that was a secret. We're very serious about protecting our interests. We'd like you to sign it.
And if I don't?
If we arrive at the conclusion that you're acting in bad faith, we would terminate right now payouts under your severance package, you and your family's medical benefits, and initiate litigation against you, Mr. Wygand.
Dr. Wygand.
Dr. Wygand. If you've examined the document, you'll see it's in your own best interest. And you'll sign it.
So what you're saying is it isn't enough that you fired me for no good reason. Now you question my integrity. On top of the humiliation of being fired, you threaten me. You threaten my family. It never crossed my mind not to honor my agreement. I will tell you, Mr. Sandifer, and Brown and Williamson too, fuck me. Well, fuck you.
I'm not sure he got the message.
Oh, I think he did.
Much wider way in which visual evidence is the better evidence. It's more rational, contained, fixed evidence than hearsay.
We think that what is happening is this is part of a string or succession of murders, which are thusly turning into a grisly pattern. The person who did these murders is obviously embittered and in need of help. For so strange and particular is the manner of death, it speaks that they will be watching to see what is made of their spectacle.
Don't move. You have longer to live. The poison doesn't get circulated too quickly. You have longer to remember the password. Put an end to all of this.
Can play with the image on their TV set. And that's as easy as a telephone or a website or anything.
All right, Douglas, thank you very much. White Sox, low tops. That's the rule, okay?
There's no better filter on any leading cigarettes, menthol or otherwise.
Phones and any live cable program. I mean, interactive TV, you don't need
Larry
technology.
King's got interactive TV. I mean,
to some extent, yeah.
Internet.
Yeah, I mean, well, in some sense, once you have a remote, TV gets a bit interactive, but...
Well, let's talk about MSNBC. Here, General Electric, big company, makes light bulbs, right? They have this subsidiary, NBC. They realize that the audience is declining.
Right.
A lot of old people sitting at home, they don't necessarily look at their televisions the same way if they're the next generation. They create this network, MSNBC.
Right. Well, as far as I can tell...
Decent job?
MSNBC hasn't happened yet. I mean, I know there's this TV show on the air, but MSNBC, this thing, this interactive thing, that uniting the web and the TV, and that's either at some point in the future, either MSNBC's own programming as traditional television is going to support it long enough for them to launch whatever MSNBC is, or else.
Well,
it...
must have an enormous record collection.
Yeah.
What are your all-time top five records?
Oh, boy.
This is not an ordinary island. This is not just another supply base, not just another landing strip. This tower rising in the sky, to be the holder of fissionable material, this Azero tower gives us the essential clue. This is an atomic island.
Ciao.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. We're beautiful. The park is beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Nice Goodbye. To meet you. Ciao.
Ciao.
Adios. Style.
I talked to you about this the other day. Were you interested in taking one?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I looked at what's left, yeah. And the ones I was interested in were taken. Okay. The only one that I would have been interested in that wasn't taken was that 34. But that's got such an early hotel pickup, and I don't, you know.
So you're not interested? I just
pick
want to
up
make
this.
Sure.
So you know you have a steady one.
Make sure.
Take the damn bid, Levitch.
Yeah, but I mean, I was talking to Tommy about this. I mean, there's no way to rewrite the bids, are there?
No rewriting.
Like they're like solid. They're like with solidity.
Yeah, right. Levitch bid.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes.
Take the bid.
I guess that's my problem.
I don't care when you're up at 7:30 in the morning. You don't know anything anyway at 7 in the morning. Neither do I. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You get 20 hours a week. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know you get 20 hours a week, and that's one thing.
That's all you want.
It's being decided now, so if you think
that's all you want anyway, Tim.
Don't delay.
Right.
Maybe too late in a few minutes.
Really?
Really.
So this is like my last few minutes to really decide.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I appreciate it. I'll take these next few minutes and really deeply contemplate and make sure.
Tower rising in the sky. To be the holder of fissionable material, this Azero tower.
The positive things in this man's life, the good days, far outweigh the bad days. And in your life, in all of our lives, we just hope at the end, when we must ultimately meet our makers, that the good days have outweighed the bad days.
Perhaps one of vengeance. Boy, can those cops tell you a lot these days. And from our news service, killing methods. A closer look coming up. Oh, look, our office worker has just showed up to see the carnage of her friend on her lunch break. She is at the scene of the crime, looking sad, lip trembling, ooh, and she has some coffee. Well, good for her. She better watch it. The police photographer is taking crowd shots.
Disease Control admits to 2 to 3 million Americans infected with HIV, which means they have AIDS. Multiply 3 million times $15,000 per year, friends, if your calculator has that many zeros.
Jeff, that was very, very poignant. Very, very true.
Thank you.
So the hot zone. Now, the thesis of the hot zone, of course, as well as the coming plague by Nobel Prize laureate Pulitzer Prize laureate Laurie Garrett.
And her book, Coming Plague.
Coming
by
Plague,
the
right. Yeah. Is that these viruses are spontaneously jumping into humans because we're infringing upon the tropical rainforest.
That's her thesis?
That's her thesis. That's one of her theses, and as well as Richard Preston's.
Same stable.
Yep. They were both funded by the Sloan Foundation to produce those works. Now, Preston's book goes into detail about this place called Kittim Cave in the deepest, darkest areas of Africa, in Central Africa. There's a dark cave where there's bat guano, and these viruses are spontaneously mutating, and it's a dark, dark cave in dark Africa where there's dark black people, and
right.
There's nothing like good racist literature for you, subliminally racist, you
right
know?
There, you bet.
And then, so I want your listeners to know that Kittim Cave, in the famous book The Hot Zone, is a metaphor for Litton Bionetics Research Laboratories, established in northwest Uganda, about 250 miles from Kittim Cave, associated with the International Association for Research in Cancer, where they literally took monkey viruses that were humanly benign and they recombined them with virtually every cancer virus known under the sun. And that's where we got Ebola, and that's where we got Ebola-like viruses and AIDS-like viruses from. So Richard Preston, it's interesting. I mean, he even falsified some of the characters. And as I mentioned, and I think it was the first one of the first minutes that we talked, I traced the outbreak of Ebola virus to the initial shipment of 9 monkeys from Litton Bionetics Research Labs to the vaccine production facilities in Europe.
A tidbit on our wire to help in the psyche of her friend. Last week, our little worker won bingo at the hall. Just as she placed her piece on the winning number, she had this idea. What if God views gambling as a sin? She opens her mouth, but the wrath of hell is all she sees. Too sorry she wasn't thinking straight. She could have donated it to her church.
On through the centuries now as the primary tool for descriptive physical science.
Phenomena of great irregularity are very, very widespread in nature. In the study of what's called condensed matter, polymers, such physical problems, one finds shapes of extremely great complication. These shapes could not be examined as geometric shapes before because there was no language to describe them. One couldn't describe the shape. One could only say things indirectly about them, saying, if you make such and such measurement on them, you'll get such a result. But that is, in a certain sense, a shadow of the object. It's the effect the object had on a certain measurement procedure. But the object itself could not be described as geometry. That's a very mundane example, but which is a tip of the iceberg of an enormous number of structures which are indeed only describable in terms of fractal geometry.
So the primary application will be as a tool for science in its own right. Science and then engineering and on through into the building of the next generation of devices and equipment that will follow from that in terms of the sort of application that we think of. You know, will there be a new type of, not computer, because before you perceived, understood about desktop computers, they weren't here, and one didn't imagine them. But there will be new devices, new extraordinary devices, based on the principles of fractal geometry that will emerge over the next centuries.
1:10 p.m. Now here at the news, we want to be objectional. Her symptoms are like one who had a hard time. She apparently has the ability to memorize random actions and imitate them. Perhaps that is why her, nor us, has thought to suggest help for our anti-rational tendencies. What perhaps is the motive for her to pick up some choice characteristics and not others? choices, like why one person sits on the couch and is a grump, and the other chooses to kill.
This is the way I'm going to play when I grow up. What's the color here? Pretty dark mood.
It is. It is. It feels, you can feel, it feels like walking through Iowa in autumn. It's kind of the early part of November. If you can imagine that feel that you get around, the feel that you get around the first part of November when it's chill and it's wet, but there's still some of the melancholy of autumn that's around you. You can still see the autumn colors around. They're a little subdued, but you know winter's coming, but autumn is still here and it won't give up yet.
But here's that heartbreak day that we were warned about.
Yeah, there it is.
WZBC out of Newton. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Was it as good for you as it was for me? Perhaps we won't know until tomorrow.
Let me think about it. I'll get back to you in like a week or so.
Listen, if you can't think of any, I'll just do mine.